With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We do have Ramona.
So cool of her to join us because she's been so busy today.
I can imagine. A lot of Laker news going on. Yeah. Joining us on the SDCCU Fan Hotline, Ramona Shelburne, ESPN. Ramona, thank you for coming on. Thank you for sharing your time today.
You're welcome.
First of all, happy...
My call waiting is beeping in, but it's one of those. It's that kind of time in the NBA.
First of all, happy belated Mother's Day.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. So let's get right to it. The Lakers finally settle on a head coach. They bring in, Frank Vogel after two attempts that didn't really work out to their satisfaction, and they bring on Jason Kidd as an assistant. Where do we go from here?
I mean, the only thing that will make this work is if they actually win. Because,
yeah.
you chose your words carefully there, right?
And yes.
Very well. The Lakers finally settled on Frank Vogel. I mean, that is what it feels like, right?
Yep.
It just sort of feels like the one guy who would take the job under the conditions they're offering, short-term contract. Lots of pressure. We're going to pick your staff for you. You basically have no power and no leverage. Sounds awesome.
Sounds like the right kind of head coaching job.
Well, I would have taken it.
Yeah, so
but
I guess
Vogel.
There's a bet on yourself, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a bet on yourself quality to this, but mostly I just think it's kind of if that's what this was really about, cool. But just say so. But if not, it just kind of seems like you ended up there because you mismanaged some other stuff.
Is it fair to just say that the Lakers are just dysfunctional now, Ramona? I mean, is that too harsh, or is it pretty close to accurate? Where is this organization, honestly?
Without them coming out and saying this is what we think or what we're doing, and whether or not they say that publicly or behind the scenes, I think you can only infer that it's a little dysfunctional, right?
Yeah.
But if there is, I'm sure they have a thought process. I'm sure they have reasoning. I get wind of it. I get spun, that kind of stuff. And maybe they just know that what they're doing is very unpopular and there's really no way to spin it. And so they're just going to, let everybody pile on and hope that they get successes in free agency or successes in the draft and start winning more. Because, I mean, I know, people I've definitely heard from more than one person with the Lakers now, we just need to win, right? The only thing that will make this better is winning. And so I think that's kind of where they are. And maybe it's just better to just do what you really believe in and what you think is right. And trust that things will get better next year. We'll see, right? I mean, you're betting on winning. Well, you better win then.
Ramona, some of your colleagues have focused on the storyline of the Rambises. How real is the influence that, the Rambises have in this organization? I know they're close to the owner, Jeannie Buss. Obviously, Kurt was a close confidant to Phil Jackson. Do they have as much power as people are writing about at this point?
Yeah, but I think the thing that people are wrong about is this is not new. They've always had power.
Okay.
I mean, Linda Rambis has worked for the Lakers for 40 years, and she's been Jeannie's best friend since Jeannie was at USC and in college, right? She has been in the office fielding calls from agents and players and, handling. I would always describe her as the chief of staff almost, right? And a lot of owners have people like this in that type of role. They're consiglieres, chief of staff, whatever you want to call it, who wield a tremendous amount of influence on ownership. So I don't think it's new. I just think you just know about it now because there's no forward-facing public face of the franchise.
Ramona Shelburne, ESPN, is with us. Very nice enough to share some of her time. She's very busy, and we do want to let you go shortly. Real quick, what do you think the odds are that the Lakers are going to add the big-name type player that obviously would make LeBron happy and make Tony happy and make Laker fans happy. Is that out the window now, or is there still a shot for that?
No, there's always a shot. I just think none of us know how free agency is going to go just yet.
Yeah.
Because so much of it seems to be, you know, the Kevin Durant's the big domino that has to fall first. And, you know, once that domino falls, then the rest of them can start following. But, you know, even though people think they know what's going to happen, Kevin's not the kind of guy you can place bets on, right?
Like, no.
He's emotional. He changes his mind sometimes. I would have thought he was going to Oakland. Then I thought he was going to stay. Then I thought he was going to Oakland. I mean, it's just, you know, last free agency. So I think a lot of, you just really never know until free agency takes place how one affects the other. But they don't seem to be in very good position on the top two or three guys. It seems like they have a lot of money that they can spend there, or they can use their salary cap space in a trade. That's a little, people forget about that. It's not just always about who you get in free agency, but what you use that money for.
Yeah. Ramona, where does LeBron sit with all of this chaos going on? Or, you know, I don't even want to call it what seems to be chaos. Where does he stand, and how does he feel about everything going on? Because now I'm seeing reports of a possible Simmons for LeBron trade. It seems a little crazy to me, but as you said, we can never predict what's going to happen.
Well, I think LeBron, the official party line and the official stance of Planet LeBron is, I'm staying out of it.
Right.
Okay. And, you know, to the extent that he can stay out of it, right? I mean, his opinion is solicited. They run things by him to make sure he's not going to be really upset. But if his general stance is, I'm staying out of it, you know, that's not saying I agree or disagree. That says I'm not going to tell you what I think. So he sort of reserves the right to tell you what he thinks later. Right now, I think he took a lot of criticism after his first year, and he's in the same boat of, like, he just has to play better and do better, and they need to win. So he is staying out of it. He has a choice to make of how involved he's going to be in Lakers free agency. Some of that's a risk, right? If you put yourself out there and say, I'm going to recruit, and then you don't get anybody,
yeah,
kind of on you. So I think that's what he's feeling and thinking. And, you know, he has to weigh how involved he wants it, because, you know, this is his career. This is his, the last, you know, couple good years of his career. Like, how do you want them to go? Do you want to have a say in the matter? Or do you want to worry about whether you're going to get blamed?
Great stuff. Ramona Shelburne, ESPN, just a fantastic NBA reporter. Ramona, if I gave you the Warriors or I gave you the other three teams remaining and you had to, you know, a $5 bet, mm-hmm, who would you go, Warriors or the other three?
Oh, I'm on the Warriors.
Warriors. Okay.
I wouldn't have a trouble betting more than that $5.
All right.
Look, I know they're down Kevin Durant. That's a tricky injury. You know, Tony, that's like a pulled calf isn't something you could rush back from. But I don't even know that he needs to play in this series against Portland for them to win. I think they can win without him. They probably need him against either the Bucks or the Raptors because of Kawhi and Giannis, right? Like, I don't think they have anyone who could really match either of those guys. But I mean, they're so much better than everybody else in the league. They have been for a while. And the one thing you always worry about is whether they get hurt or whether they beat themselves. I don't know. I don't know if I'd worry about them beating themselves right now when they get this close.
Yeah.
You know, I worry maybe a little bit against Portland. That's a letdown kind of series after the Rockets. But, you know, they just should win because they're better. that's really the high level analysis, right? They should win.
That's the perfect analysis.
It's the truth.
Yeah.
Ramona, one more before we let you get out of here. We all saw former Aztec Kawhi Leonard hit the game winner to knock out Philly. Do you think the longer they stay in this, the better his better Toronto's chances are of keeping him in Toronto?
I'll go with that. I still think he's going to LA, but I think they have better. Yeah, I think they have a better chance of keeping him, right? If especially if they win, or go to the finals. But you know, look, you have to remember Kawhi went to the finals before. It's not like he's been there.
That's true.
And he's the finals MVP. He's won the finals, so this isn't like a thing he has to check off the list. If he has another team that he feels like he could lead to the finals in free agency, and that team happens to be in Los Angeles near his family, I don't know. I mean, this wasn't some new territory for him, right? It would be hard to walk away from an NBA champion.
Yeah.
So I guess if they win, it would be hard. But I still think Toronto went into this with his eyes open, knowing this was like kind of a, hey, we need to get the best player on the court, and they had him in that series, right? Kawhi was the best player on the court in that series. I think they'll have him. I don't know. We'll see him and Giannis, right? That'll be interesting in this next round. But they had to do something. Otherwise, it was time to tear that team down.
Good point. Ramona, as always, we so appreciate your time.
So nice of you to come on.
We know how busy you are this time of year. Great.
Thank you for hopefully you used us as a little lunch break today from all your work.
It's a little break in between calls and call waiting.
Thanks so much.
We appreciate your time, Ramona. Thank you.
Look forward to talking to you again.
Okay, bye.
Very cool.
That
Ramona Shelburne,
senior writer, ESPN on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. Remember, SDCCU has low mortgage loan rates, equal housing opportunity. Apply now at SDCCU.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.